Welcome back. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Later this half hour, we'll have an exclusive interview with Norihito Sumitomo, composer of the baseball-themed anime Mix Mei Sei Story. Here's a brief synopsis about this anime. 26 years ago, Mei Sei High School won the Japanese National High School Baseball Championships, also known as the Koshien. In recent years, though, the team is no longer that great. But there is hope, as there are two people that have the potential to be standouts. And this series chronicalizes their journey as they try to make it to the top. Also worth noting that Season 1 is available now, and that Season 2 will be coming later this year. What I really like about this series is that it's a great balance between sports action and slice of life. Right now, here's Mr. Sumitomo with Spring Sky Wind. That will be followed by Summer Sky Wind. an exclusive interview with composer Norihito Sumitomo is coming up right after this composition by Mr. Sumitomo. As heard in the anime Mix Mei Sei story, here's Norihito Sumitomo with Autumn Sky Wind.
Hi, I'm Norihito Sumitomo, and you are listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Joining us right now is Mr. Norihito Sumitomo, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. Hi, Mr. Sumitomo. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, thank you for sparing your time for me too, you know.
If you do not mind, please tell us something about where you were born and where you grew up. Was it in a large city or a smaller town?
I was born and raised in a rural town not far from Osaka named Tokushima.
Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music? Tell us about your musical studies and training.
I started playing the piano at the age of 4. And I didn't like taking lessons and reading music, you know. So I was a kind of dropout in a way. But I did like recording my own improvisations on tapes. Perhaps my piano teacher from that time would be surprised if she saw me now.
Interesting. How and when did you decide to pursue a career in music? Was it always your intention to pursue a career in music?
I recall it was more like I couldn't come up with anything else to do that I made a decision to become a professional musician. Composing music was the biggest part of my life. When I really decided to become a professional musician, it was right after I won a national competition with my wind band. It was when I hit 14.
Wow. Can you give us some insight into your writing process? How do you progress from inspiration to creation?
I never try to create music when I can't come up with anything good. On the other hand, I always have the whole complete image of a piece of music when I set myself to work. Therefore, I never feel stressed or get lost. It's almost like the act of excreting. You don't go to the toilet until it happens, right?
Who are your musical influences?
This is a good question. Okay, I can't think of anyone as I, you know, keep trying to find my own style. Maybe Stravinsky or Debussy, if I must say.
What music do you listen to?
Yeah, I listen to all kind of music, like jazz and pop, and sometimes rock and roll, and sometimes opera. Yeah, something like that.
How did you become involved with composing music for television?
It started when a film director asked me to join a project for TV. He's a benefactor who taught me how to enjoy scoring for films. I still work with him and releasing a lot of soundtracks together.
Interesting, awesome. And please, tell us about the scoring process behind the production Dragon Ball Super. Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved? What were your experiences?
I start composing music once the screenplay is delivered. It is very easy to work with production staffs as they handle my compositions with care. I still can't believe I was involved with such a remarkable piece.
Also, if you don't mind, please tell us about the scoring process behind the game Gran Turismo 5. Where do you as a composer become involved in that case? And what were your experiences there?
My composition was used in a very unique scene in the game. When I watch movies about race car driving, I feel a sense of superiority from the viewpoint of the driver. I compose the music thinking of standing at the victory stand.
Fascinating. And you also contributed as an arranger. Please tell us about the arrangement process behind the Professor Layton series. Where in the process do you, as an arranger, become involved? What were your experiences?
I heard the composer of the game was a fan of mine. He told me that he really wanted to work with me for a long time. It was a good experience for me to study other composers' skills and approach.
Are there any particular instruments that you prefer to use in your compositions or orchestrations?
It really depends on the project. I always keep in mind to take a new approach.
Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you would like to talk about?
Now, playing Dragon Ball Z, Real 4D, exclusively appearing on the screen at Universal Studio Japan. Come to Japan and check it out. And I also hope to work on my solo album.
Sounds great. In conclusion, is there anything you would like to talk about that we have not discussed thus far?
New York is a very special city for me. I would love to spend all my time there in my old age. I'm not sure if you know, but I'm also performing of Nathan East's tour as a saxophone player. Dear Sean and all in New York City, I'd love to come to your city. So anyone, please invite me, okay?
Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.
It was very fun. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Another great composition courtesy of Norihito Sumitomo, as heard in the anime Mix Mei Seii Story. You were just listening to Busy Morning. And before that, also by Mr. Sumitomo, you heard Peaceful Morning. Right now, I'm excited to share with you more great compositions courtesy of Mr. Norihito Sumitomo. These compositions can be heard in the anime Mix Mei Seii Story. This next piece is probably my favorite, even though it's difficult to choose a favorite. Here's Connecting Dreams. That will be followed by Premonition of Victory.
Thank you.
You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. If you want to view an extensive playlist of all the great music you're hearing tonight, or if you want to check out some of the past interviews I've previously conducted, or if you missed tonight's interview with Mr. Sumitomo, and hey, even if you want to learn more about Japan and its culture, we got you covered. Head on over to jpopexchange.net. Right now, here's Norihito Sumitomo with Beyond the Clouds. As heard in the anime Mix Mei Sei story, that was Norihito Sumitomo with Quiet Resolution. The J-Pop Exchange will be right back.